What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Prime time with Isaac and Sook.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. We are your sports bros. I am Isaac.
Sodded.
Some call me Asachi.
Mm-hmm.
That's my luxury brand. My side
Isachi.
Hustle.
Hopefully no one's breaking into the Asachi residence to steal the exclusive merch.
It's like breaking into the Louis store or something.
Yeah, you can't do that. Actually, you probably can. Just don't.
And that's Big Sook right over there.
Oh, I'm getting ready for hot Cincinnati Bengals v. Washington, whatever the hell we're calling them nowadays. Let's go.
Yeah, the commies.
Well, they're still the Commanders. Only the president wants them to go back to that slur.
So we have Monday Night Football.
We do have Monday Night
Football. I didn't know we had Monday Night Football. That's great.
Yeah.
Are any starters playing tonight?
Yeah, I think we're going to get glimpses of both. The Cincinnati has gotten off to such bad starts the last couple seasons that they're kind of reversing course, and they're playing their starters. I mean, you know, quarter here, series, you know, a couple of them. But yeah, Burrow and company.
Who's that guy?
Well, a note
that
on
would
that,
be
though,
Trey
Sook?
Hendrickson.
That's Trey Hendrickson. Okay.
You mentioned them starting slow. Zach Taylor is the head coach of the Bengals, has started 1-11 in his first 2 weeks of the season. And if that happens again, his ass could be the first one on the firing block.
And, to be fair with Burrow, right, like one year he was coming off the ACL tear. Another one he had the appendix. Another one he had the weird ligament. I think it was in his wrist or thumb. I forget which one it was. So he's had rocky off seasons. This is one of the first ones where he's perfectly healthy, and they look good when he went out there. So I'm assuming we get both starters in some shape or form for a couple series.
What do we get Joe Burrow to win MVP odds right now? Anybody know?
I don't know. That's actually not a bad.
I bet you he's not really on the rate. I mean, I'm sure he's on the list, but...
Well, the problem is that he's going to have another... I mean, last year, he could have been the MVP, except they stunk. And...
Well, they brought in Al Golden to turn around the defense.
He has the third shortest odds to win the MVP.
He does.
Does
plus
he really?
Plus 650.
What are the... Give me the top three.
Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, co-favorites, who were neck and neck last year, plus 550. Burrow plus 650. Mahomes plus 700. Jaden Daniels plus 750. And then there's a big jump. You go to Jalen Hurts 17-1, Herbert 18-1, Stroud 25-1, Baker 25-1.
I don't necessarily love any of those.
What about Burrow, though? Burrow plus 650? That's...
Yeah. Look, if Cincinnati plays a modicum of defense, the way their offense was cooking last year, I mean, look at their losses, man. They were losing like 38-41 type of games.
Yeah, so their defense sucked.
Yes.
And the only thing they really did was bring in a new defensive coordinator from college, no less, right? Isn't Al Golden from college?
Yes. That's right.
And that's... what they're hanging their hat on.
And then proceed to not pay the only really good defender, and that was Trey Hendrickson, who was standing on the sidelines.
So they're going to trade him?
It sounds like the reports out of Cincinnati today were that they realized that this may be at an impasse. They can't or won't sign Trey. It sounds like they're not willing to give him guaranteed money after the first year. That's not going to work for him. So it says that they are listening to offers. I don't know what teams are willing to give up. And this is the thing, whether it's Micah Parsons, whether it's Trey Hendrickson. Now, Micah Parsons is a lot younger than Trey. I think Trey is on the wrong side of 30. I want to say he's like 30, 31. Because not only are you having to give up whatever draft compensation that they're looking for, and it sounds like Cincinnati is looking for a young player and draft compensation, which, you know, good luck with that. Because it's not that you just have to trade, then you have to pay him. And that's tough. So these guys don't go for what we think they are. I mean, Trey Hendrickson, the last handful of years, is one of the four best edge rushers in football. I think you would say it's Max Crosby, it's Myles Garrett, you want to go Watt, Micah Parsons. Trey's right in that mix, and he's really their only elite defender. And Cincinnati is like in this win now mode. I mean, they spent all this money on the offense. You've got Joe Burrow. It's like, it's go time. You just have to play decent defense. And yet they're sitting there pissing and moaning over their one really elite defender. And it just sounds like Cincinnati, again, they're just cheap. They don't have the money. And when you guarantee deals, you have to put money into escrow. And they've already spent a lot of money on their offense. And doesn't sound like they're willing to budge on the Trey Hendrickson thing. So he may be on the move if someone's willing to meet Cincinnati's price.
You mentioned first 2 weeks of the season. Was that your stat? He's 1-11.
Yeah, because he's been with him for six years now. So yeah, 1-11 in his first 12 games of the season.
You know their first two games?
I've seen their schedule. I think it's Cleveland and
they are at Cleveland, and then they host Jacksonville.
Yeah, so they should be 2-0.
They should be 2-0.
They should be.
Joe Flacco and Trevi Lawrence.
But I would also like to point out, if my memory serves me correct, they lost to New England in week one last
year.
That's
right. They killed everyone's survivor pool last year.
And New England stinks, or at least did last year. Although, for some reason, everyone thinks that New England's like this breakout team this year, which...
Yeah, they're the hot...
Okay.
Every year we have one of these. Last year, wasn't it Carolina?
Yeah.
Or maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah. And so I'll
Patriots this year.
I'll go ahead and fade on the New England a little bit. But Cincinnati just... If I'm Joe Burrow, I mean, this doesn't happen with elite quarterbacks, but he should ask out of there. They are wasting one of the truly... Joe Burrow is special. Joe Burrow has a chance to be a Dan Marino-like figure where when this is said and done, we're going to look back at Joe Burrow and be like, dude, he made the Super Bowl, was it second or third year, and was so good for 12, 13 years, and he just pissed away his career. Well, in a garbage organization.
That would be very Bengals-y, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes.
All right, coming up in the club tonight, 6 to 7, we talk about Disney-obsessed adults, including Jason Sakanik, who just got back from there.
Yeah.
Without kids, no less.
I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
We have Next Level Revenge, and we discuss alcohol consumption in the United States. Mm. It's very low.
I know, I'm disappointed.
Very low.
I'm trying to get the numbers up myself.
You're doing your part.
I am doing my part. And then some. Step up, youngins.
Coming up this hour, we'll have a segment on awareness. But up next, a big college football playoff bombshell over the weekend. We'll get to that next on 105.1 The Fan. Well, one of the things that is equally annoying as it is funny, at least to moi, in college football is the posturing about the college football playoff format.
What an exciting time.
Seems to be like every 10 days or so we get new outrage over a proposed plan that someone's sniffing about.
Right. And it's like, it's to me, it's funny because it's clear that each league has its own idea of what it should look like.
Yeah.
And then they float that out there as if we're all supposed to think that all of the powers that be are considering that, but they're not.
No, it's just like, their idea.
It's just their one. It's the one that, like this, the new one is, and it's also annoying because we just keep talking about this over and over. Like, they just figure it out, okay? But the new one is, that came out over the weekend, is that the Big Ten has considered an idea of a massive expansion of the college football playoff that would grow the postseason to 24 or 28 teams.
Yes.
Which I'm going to play a drop, and it's apropos because...
Well, my.
Didn't Mike Leach say that before
he
died?
Yes, he did.
Wasn't he the one saying, there should be like 55 teams in that tournament?
And by the way, this isn't going to happen, but to those that say you can't do it, realize that the FCS has a true playoff.
What do they have, 64? 32?
I'll look it up and see what it is, but they've had a playoff for years, so you can do this if you wanted to. It's just...
I thought maybe theirs is 32.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
But, I mean, it's just funny that, like, of course the Big Ten is considering that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything. The Big Ten can be talking about a 10-team tournament with just their teams. I mean, it's like, nobody cares.
Theirs is 24.
Oh, it's only 24. Okay.
Yeah. So top 16 are seeded, top 8 are seeded, first round buys, and then the remaining 16 teams compete.
Hold on.
Sorry, I was firing up Mike Leach, but I was cutting Suk off. I didn't mean to.
You ass.
Well, yeah, we have Mike Leach when we want.
Okay, let's hear it.
How is it possible that you could actually have a playoff format? Well, gee, I don't know. We can go down to the local city park, and I'll bet you somebody that handles youth football could tell you how to do something like that. How about high school from a major state? Let's see how they do it. They don't have just two or four teams or something. Hell no, because they want everybody to have fun and enjoy this playoff system.
Okay.
Yeah, his point is everyone has a playoff.
So wasn't he the one, though, that was saying it should be like... Yeah. 64.
We have a longer 2 minute long answer that includes that.
His was a giant one, but the FCS is 24 teams, 8 get a bye, 16 compete in the first round, and then there you go. So you could do this, but I would also like to point out that I'm exploring a situation where I'm expanding my relationship to include both Halle Berry and Cammy Diaz. There's some push. Right. There's
that's
some pushback from
it's
the
like,
BTJ,
oh, yeah,
but, you know.
I'm exploring winning the lottery.
I've explored that as
it's
well.
It's like $600 million.
Yes.
I want to retire by next week.
So, you know, the idea is that they want automatic bursts. They want as many automatic bursts as possible. So no one seems to agree on anything. So you keep having these conferences that are pushing these ideas out there, and I don't know. Eventually, one of them has to stick. I do think if you tried to go to 24 teams, if this was in any way a reality, you would have to unionize. You can't keep asking kids to have more and more burden put on them and more money generated and still have no say in how much they're going to get. So at some point, this all becomes moot until you get a collective bargaining situation here and players unionize and go from there. But I mean, it's the latest one of these, and it does seem to get annoying because that's all this is a conference says, well, we would prefer, or we're considering this, and then we have to take it and run with it and then talk about why it can or can't be done.
So this is from ESPN. The idea is in the very early stages. The proposal eliminates conference title games and offers a large number of auto bids for all four power leagues. For example, in the 2018 model, the Big Ten and SEC would each get 7 auto bids, while the ACC and Big 12 would each get 5. There would be 2 auto bids for the non-Power Four conferences and 2 at-large teams.
Yeah. And look, I'm all for, you know, expanding playoffs and giving everyone a shot, but do we really need the 5th place Big 12 team in a playoff? Do you really, like, do you
who
need
would that
to,
be? From well, last year.
So last year, I think Arizona State was 1. I think BYU was 2. Colorado, Texas Tech, like a Baylor or someone like that. I mean, Oklahoma State had a bad year, but on most years, it's going to be a team like that. The 5th place team in the SEC or in the ACC, you're talking about North Carolina State. The 7th team in the Big Ten. My God, do we really need? Do you need? I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 7 in the Big Ten last year was Michigan. So yes, you probably do want.
Did
Michigan.
You watch Michigan play last year?
Well, but they're a big brand.
But most of the time, they're not the 7th ranked team.
5 in the Big 12 was Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor. That Baylor team.
What was the other one? ACC 5. ACC. That's probably your worst one. Let me see where that.
So like at some point, like this isn't helping anybody.
Louisville.
Yeah, none of these teams are going to win. I mean, already it's harder than ever to win a title because depth and the bigger rosters, the better players are always going to rise to the top. This isn't like the NFL where a wild card team gets hot.
And to me, that's the part that's confusing and also concerning because it's like you said, there's only so many teams that can really win the title, and now you're just putting more games in front of those teams, and you risk cannibalizing your best ones.
Yeah, so it just doesn't.
But they don't care about that, do they? Don't they care about...
Well, they care about money.
Well, they care about two things. One, I don't know, but I would imagine the reason the Big Ten is talking about this is because it's a way to get 7 teams in the tournament.
Yes.
And that's more money for them. And they ultimately say, well, we have one of the best leagues, so our teams will survive those early rounds anyway. We make more money, and it's more money for college football because it's more playoff games, and playoff games are where the money's at.
Yeah.
So, right? Is that why they're doing this?
That would be why they're doing it.
And now the SEC, we haven't heard from them on this because this is only the Big Ten, but I would imagine they might be like, well, okay, that sounds pretty good because we get 7 teams in the tournament.
Yeah, but then again, you're going down to, are you watering down the regular season? Are you, you know, you get rid of college, you get rid of conference championship games. You know, there's a lot of, and this is just, it's asking a lot on student athletes, although they're not much student athletes anymore. But again, if you're going to keep increasing the pie and you're going to keep increasing the revenue eventually, and you're saying that now you're making me play even more games if I'm a player, eventually I'm going to need a say in this. You can't keep raising the stakes of the money and then say, this is what we've decided we're going to give you. Because you can complain all you want about revenue sharing now, and you can complain all you want about NIL, but you're still paying players like peanuts. Like the best player in college football is still only making, let's say, per year, $4 or $5 million. And most of the kids are making, even on a championship roster, they're making, you know, somewhere between $75,000 and $150,000, $200,000 for an Ohio State or an Oregon, sometimes for a starting offensive lineman or a defensive lineman like that. You can't just keep expanding the pot for more money and throw everything else away, including academics and conferences and all that, and then tell the players, this is what we're going to give you, take it or leave it. Eventually, someone, like they keep doing, is going to sue and be like, if you want this, we get a place at the table and we're going to get a bargaining chip and you're going to have to split the money with us. So this is the other pushback on this, is that if you want the players to unionize and really get a piece of the pie, keep pushing this crap where you're telling people that nothing else matters other than the bottom line of more games, more money, because that's where this is leading. But if you want to keep some semblance of amateurism, you might want to, you know, put a stop to this before it goes too far.
The 28-team format would put 20 playoff games on campus, which would accentuate the success from last year's college football playoff. The College Football Playoff Committee would seed the field and pick the at-large teams.
Yeah.
Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti ran the idea by his conference Wednesday, sources said, and that it has begun being shared by others.
Yeah, and the SEC model of just, you know, the five champions and then, you know, the everyone basically being at-large, the Big Ten doesn't want that because they feel there's going to be a bias towards the SEC, and they don't want to have their fourth and fifth best team judged on, a criteria of committee that looks at that and says, well, we don't value that. They're looking at it and be like, no, we think we're good. And again, we want more guaranteed spots. But it's funny that the SEC doesn't want that. The SEC just says, no, just, you know, let people judge us, which tells you something about what the SEC thinks that the rest of the country believes.
What do you think? So this year will be 12.
Yeah.
Because
they couldn't figure anything out.
Yeah. So they did the 2 years of the 12.
Yep.
And then they're talking about 16, but now we hear about 24 or 28. What would you like to see it expanded?
I think 16 is fine. I don't like it going beyond 16. 16 is, to me, is about right. I think even at 16, you're pushing for relevance. I don't need to see the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th best team in the country that has four losses and isn't going to do anything anyways. I mean, Dave Bartu will tell you this, and every other person that does advanced metrics will tell you this. In college football, you can pick the nine teams that have a chance to win a national championship, and the numbers never lie. There aren't outliers. There just isn't.
Yeah, I agree with that, but as a fan, I don't care about that as much as I like playoff games.
Yeah.
So I'm always for more playoff games. Like we talked about this when the NFL expanded its playoffs. What was that, last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I believe.
2 years ago. And I know that the teams that are in there, like, for example, Pittsburgh last year or whatever it was, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Teams are terrible.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You want it.
I get an extra playoff game.
Yeah.
And with this, I don't know, man. I think there's something kind of fun about a 24 or 28 team college football playoff. I mean, you know, it's like it's not unlike the NCAA tournament where, you know, if I'm a fan of, just for some reason Washington State came to mind. Washington State gets in the tournament. They're probably not winning the tournament. Or like Oregon State a couple years ago. Mm. They're not winning the tournament. We know that. But, my God, they made it to the Elite Eight. Now, I'm not saying that would happen in football. Football's a different sport.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is it's really fun for fans to see their team go play games like that.
Sure.
And we all know that Boise State wasn't winning the tournament last year. So it's no different if it's bigger than when it's already at 12. You've got teams in there that aren't going to win that tournament.
True.
So that to me is not the point. The point is exciting playoff football that gives fan bases something fun to cheer about and like something like
yeah
that they've never had before. I think that's amazing.
Well,
so I'm always for expanding
playoff. I understand your point, and I'm not one of these guys that says if you expanded it, ruins the sport. I've heard people do that. Oh, it's already ruined college football. Yeah, that's Washington State and Oregon State fans saying that. And I get why you say it, but trust me, it's not ruined. And the numbers back it up. Last couple of years have been fantastic. Maybe ruined for you, but it's not ruined.
Right.
It's not ruined for the general public.
Let's pause on that point.
Yeah.
Nothing is ever ruined.
No.
Dude, football is not going away. No. They're not going to ruin football.
No.
It's going to evolve. Yes. It's going to change. And I get that that's hard for some people. Yeah. And maybe for a few people, they're like, well, it's not what it used to be. I'm not watching it as much. Yeah. That's fine.
But the rest
but it's not freaking ruined. Stop using that verbiage. That is so self-serving. It's like, it's like your world.
Yeah.
Of what it's like, no one cares what you think.
Exactly. A gay male cheerleader for the Vikings may ruin the NFL for you. It's not ruining it for the masses. Sorry to tell you this.
You ruined it.
The NFL is going to be just
the forward pass ruined football. Remember that?
Yeah, everything.
Oh yeah. apparently it didn't.
Well, and we can't hit quarterbacks anymore, and it's all, you know, that's it's, I'll never watch football again. Well, yeah, you will.
Okay.
Yeah, the people watch. The only thing is, to me, it's already happened a little bit. The regular season has been watered down a bunch. Like Ohio State and Michigan playing last year was a great game, but ultimately for Ohio State, it didn't mean anything because you were already in, right? Big Ten title game didn't mean anything because Oregon and Penn State were already in. Yes, the whole bye thing, but at some point, if you're giving 7 automatic burst to the Big Ten and the SEC, dude, you're going to get to a point where you're 3 weeks left in the season and you're on cruise control. You're like, well, that's...
I got a counter to that, though. My counter to that would be, I think that because I'm thinking it from... I'm a fan of Kansas football,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're not winning a national title.
No, you are not.
So one thing that is fun is the... is just trying to win the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really, our goal is not the same as the goal of Oregon or Ohio State.
BYU, same thing.
Yeah.
Just trying to win and maybe get a chance to get to the dance.
So
we won the Natty!
To me, if you are getting down to the last month of the season and I'm a Kansas fan and much like last year, they sucked at the start of the year, so they were not going to win the league, but then they got hot. Now, all of a sudden, I think it brings more teams in to actually have stuff to play for late in the season because many teams are eliminated from the conference race early.
Yeah.
But if you're still a quote, bowl team, you still have a shot, if you finish strong, at making the playoff, even though you're not going to win the league. So to me, I would think... and it would vary year to year, but I would think that would make the middle of these leagues actually be much more competitive all the way down to the wire, even though none of them are in the race for the conference crown.
It's a valid point. So it just comes down to what you value. Do you value big games during the regular season and having those games really be meaningful, or do you value more people, quote, being in it? It's seven automatic bursts and then 5 in the ACC and the Big Ten or in the Big 12. I just think you're awarding mediocre to bad football.
You are.
And I don't.
There's no question you are.
And that's just my thing. And like, I just value that as much as I like to would see a playoff. I don't need to reward mediocre to bad football. I just don't.
But I think that it's not unlike the NFL in that, you know, when Ohio State and Oregon played in the regular season last year, that was cool.
Yeah.
But they met again when it really mattered.
Yeah.
And it's the same in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ravens and Bills are going to play in week 1, and that's going to be cool.
But it's not the playoffs.
Dude, it ain't that playoff game last year.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with this. Texas and Ohio State going to play. And, you know, that's cool, but we'll see it. If we see it in the postseason, it's way cooler. So I don't think it diminishes the regular season. We already know what the regular season is, and it is just that. It's the regular season. While it means a lot, it doesn't mean everything.
Yeah.
And it will remain that.
And I just don't like, I don't know, it's just, it goes down to, it's been watered down. I don't need it to be watered down more. But I get your point. It would make it.
I think it'd be fun.
More fan bases would be engaged for longer, even if they didn't feel that they had a real shot, but they'll convince themselves that they do.
Yeah, they will. But you also will have, I bet you would have more upsets. like at least in the early rounds.
Sure, you could.
You could have a, you know, that would, it might be more exciting and maybe tougher on the better teams.
Yeah, Arizona State last year, right? And then, you know, they came within a whisper of knocking off
But they
Texas.
Wouldn't have to play Texas in the first week, is what I'm saying, of the playoff. Yeah. Anyway, they're considering in the Big Ten 24 or 28 team college football playoff. I say bring it on. All right, up next, a segment on awareness. Here's...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, we don't want it. We just got done earlier in the program talking about preseason and don't take too much. Don't put too much stock into it.
Yeah.
But I remember I said that a lot of times it can confirm what you believe. The Cincinnati Bengals defense was ass all last year, one of the worst. And they didn't do much to address it other than bring in Al Golden for some reason. And I like to point out that this both teams are playing their starters here in these first couple series, Washington and Cincinnati. And so these are essentially, with the exception of a few pieces, these are roughly what you'll see week one. And the Washington Commanders have gone 4 plays, 74 yards, touchdown, and 3 plays, 44 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, they're averaging 17 yards a play.
So if you're Cincinnati, and your best defensive player is over there on the sidelines because you refused to pay him for some reason, might want to be concerned that, much like last year, you may need to score 40 points to win ball games.
Even then, last year, they lost like 3 games in which they scored 35 or more.
Yes. It's embarrassing how good the Cincinnati offense is and how bad the Cincinnati defense is. So just keep that in mind. Not a great start here, because this is kind of the dress rehearsal for teams, because the third preseason game, no one's going to play anyone. So this is kind of like, you know, hey, this is where we need to show that we figured some stuff out. Not a good start.
Doesn't it take some time, though? New coordinators?
Yeah.
And I mean...
But when you were this bad last year, I think you wanted to see maybe some better signs, as opposed to Washington just carving them up for 17 yards a play.
I mean, you would know better than I, but I don't think Cincinnati really made a lot of personnel changes on defense.
I think the idea was that some of their young guys, they were hoping to kind of run into form, but they've really whiffed on a lot of their draft picks the last couple of years on the defensive side of the ball. And
so they blame that defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He's now in Indy.
Sweet Lou,
and they brought in Al Golden, and
so
that's how bad franchises operate, man. Yes. Like, they just don't.
Cincinnati is a bad franchise.
That's how they do.
And they've stumbled into a really, really good offense, and they're wasting it. This is the difference between like Cincinnati and Baltimore and Philly. And if you were to spend, you could have built a real defense, or if you had drafted better, you could have a juggernaut in Cincinnati with this offense. And
can I
just not there?
Can I offer one? It's not really a retort, but just one consideration that might have put them into a difficult position. Didn't Burrow kind of made them re-sign
Higgins?
Like they wanted to keep Joe Burrow happy,
yeah.
Especially after what happened last year. So they spent all their money on offense,
yeah.
Like,
the problem is that good franchises, you can pay two receivers and a quarterback. You just can. And, I mean, all good teams do it. I mean, Philadelphia pays Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, the Slim Reaper, and still pays all of their...
KC doesn't do it.
KC did, but KC let Tyreek Hill go.
Baltimore doesn't do that.
That is true, but you can spend. Like, this comes down to they just don't want to give guaranteed money, and that's on Cincinnati for being cheap. But yes, to an extent,
he kind of forced their hand to spend.
He forced their hand to spend it, and knowing that they're too cheap to spend it on both sides of the ball, and this is what you get. And when a lot of your young guys on the defensive side that you've drafted, Cincinnati needed their young defenders that they drafted to be good, because the defense had to be cheap. And it doesn't. The players they drafted stink, and the players that they signed weren't very good. The only one that has really worked out that they brought in is Trey Hendrickson, and they refused to pay him. So, you know, that defense when they went to the Super Bowl was a good defense, and they let guys walk. Remember, Jesse Bates walked, and, you know, they just haven't been able to keep that crew together. And they just, it's a poorly assembled team because it's not a good team. And now an offensive lineman is down.
Yeah, that looked ugly. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now a segment on awareness, CJ Stroud edition. Mm-hmm. When we return here on 105.1 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, I'll sound old here for a moment.
Let's go.
Well, I just feel like there's something, I think we've talked about this before. When someone wears a Major League Baseball cap.
Mm-hmm. I have my Mets hat right here.
I know what you're going to say, and I couldn't agree more.
The official cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really just the baseball thing.
Okay.
But it could be the other sports, because just the baseball caps are, I mean... It's different than like NBA and NFL hat.
Yeah, because they actually wear them on the field. Exactly. So you're talking about the new era 5950, which is the actual on-field cap.
When people wear their team's cap in baseball,
yeah.
I assume that they are a fan of that team.
Yes.
Because you kind of don't wear hat. Like you just went to LA.
Yes.
And you're a Mets fan.
Yes.
And the BTJ is rooting for Shohei, and she's all decked out in Dodgers gear, whatever.
Yes.
But you're like, dude, I am not wearing a Dodger hat.
No, I wore a Team Japan World Baseball Classic hat. I wanted to support Ohtani and her, but I am not wearing a Dodger hat. I'm not doing that.
This is my point. I would, as a Kansas City Royals fan and a San Diego Padres fan, and I have both hats.
Yeah.
I feel very weird. I would feel very odd putting on any other baseball cap.
I
just can't do it.
Yeah.
Did you see what CJ Stroud did?
Yeah, I did see this, and he was taking some heat for it.
I'm on the side of the heat throwers.
Really?
The heat givers.
Well, he's not from there.
I know.
So if you didn't see, so CJ Stroud, who plays in Houston, okay?
Yeah.
He wore a Seattle Mariner hat to a press conference.
Yeah.
And people didn't like it because the idea was, well, you're in Houston. You have to be a Houston Astros fan.
No, he doesn't have to be a Houston Astros fan. But I think what they're saying, and I totally agree, is he should first have the awareness that you're wearing the rivals' hat. Like, the Mariners and Astros are locked in a vicious cockfight for the ALS.
LeBron used to wear Yankees gear.
Well, LeBron's a douchebag. So has CJ Stroud, has he? I think he's kind of exposed himself as a douchebag here.
Wow.
This is the real CJ Stroud, and I don't like it.
Well, he's from California.
He's
yes.
from Southern California.
Well, do you know what he said? Here's what he said. He said, no, I don't expect CJ Stroud to wear an Astros hat.
Yeah.
I don't, just because he's in Houston.
Sure.
I do expect him to have the awareness to not wear a Mariners hat in Houston. That's pretty. Dude, you're out to lunch if you don't know that.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
The only other baseball hat that would be acceptable for CJ Stroud would be one like where he's from, which is, he said, was the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So he said, I love hats. Yeah. I like wearing hats all the time.
Yeah.
I probably have every team, but I support the Astros and the Dodgers because I'm from LA. It's kind of contradicting, but I still love the Astros, but it's all good. I understand. It's all about the swag. I'm just kidding. What?
Yeah, he's a fashion guy.
Now, I get that, but then he says, I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
This is all wrong.
He's a fashion guy.
This is all wrong.
Yeah.
I get it that some guys wear hats only for colors or fashion.
And that's what's happening here. Yeah.
I have a problem with that when it comes to baseball hats, first of all, and that's where I'm going to sound 100 years old, but yeah. I don't care. And second, I just think that you need to be respectful of...
Wow, Colin. I like it. Rob's
you do.
Rob's coming out Colin Cowherd style.
You need to be respectful of the Major League, of your hometown team and their fans.
I don't think so.
Knowing that Why not?
Well, let's say he was a diehard Dodgers fan, and he says he grew up a Dodgers fan or whatever. I have no problem with him wearing a Dodgers
hat. But herein lies the problem.
That's what I said.
But herein lies the problem. He's not a Dodger. If he grew up a diehard Mariners fan, by all means, you can wear the Mariner hat.
Yes.
But you're not.
That's right.
You are
right.
Choosing to wear something because you like the S, and he even said he liked the S, he liked the color.
Sure, exactly. And so I know people like this who have hats just because they like the way they look.
And that's fine. Like, if I like a hat because it looks fine and it looks cool and it doesn't mean anything to me, I should probably be aware that in that circumstance, in Houston,
yes,
I shouldn't wear that. If I have all these other hats to choose from and they're just fashion hats, wear one of the team that I'm not in a bitter divisional fight with.
The fact that he didn't think about that,
that's the problem,
tells me a lot about him.
Yes.
Like, dude.
Yes.
Basic awareness.
You got a little, who is it? You got a little like Drake or Justin Bieber in you. Yeah. There's a.
Because you know LeBron, even as douchey as LeBron is, he knows what he's doing.
Yes. And he is a Yankee guy. He says it. He wears Yankee stuff. Although now that he's down in LA, I'm guessing he wears Dodger stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Well, it's weird because like there's leeway in this. You're a Kansas City Royals fan,
mm-hmm.
and we've been doing this for 20 plus years together. I root for Kansas City because at least when they're playing the Mets, that stinks, like in the World Series. But like that's a good little team, and I see how much. So when they played the Giants in the World Series, I was like, hey, get me a Royals hat, and I do wear that hat out and about. But I will tell you this: when someone, and it always happens, be like, oh man, are you a Kansas City fan? I always say no. My partner is, yeah. and I support him. But I wouldn't wear a Phillies hat. If you were a Phillies fan,
this is what I'm just saying.
I would tell you to go pound sand.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's certain teams. You're right. There's a feel to it. There's certain teams that it's
you just can't wear it.
You can't wear it.
And that and in his situation, he cannot wear that hat. I'm sorry. This only applies to baseball. But it's
I feel it applies to a lot of things. Like, if you're an Oregon fan, if you're a Duck fan.
Well, yeah, college, that's good. I was thinking pro sports, but you're right. College is.
Like, I think, like, if you were an Oregon fan, like, if Buck came in wearing a South Carolina Gamecocks hat and he was like, hey, my wife's dad went to South Carolina, he's a big fan, I wouldn't think anything of it. If Buck came in wearing a USC hat, I'd be like, dude, what? Like USC, and you're like, my grandfather, you know, whatever, someone went to USC, I'd be like, yeah, that's weird. Pick a lane, stay in it. There's just certain, you got to be careful about bitter rivalries and like there's some leeway, but there's clear lines.
Very clear.
Where you should be like, this isn't okay.
And might I also offer that if you're into hats for just fashion,
yeah,
just leave the baseball hat out of it.
I like where you're going
there's
with
plenty
that.
Of hats you can, be feral. You know that guy? The hat guy?
Yeah.
You mean Pharrell.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
His name is not Pharrell.
What's his name?
Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell. Be that guy.
I'm happy. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not feral.
Yeah,
he's
like a cat.
He's not out there being a
wild. Be the feral Pharrell.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can get like company. I have moved outside of like the Mets hat. I've moved into more just kind of company hats or like logos. It's a little bit easier for me.
Well, people doing hat bits now. You know, golfers. Yeah, there's all kinds of.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of little,
all kinds of bits and little,
you know, yeah.
Things go up. You know, they turn words upside down now, sure. And I don't know why.
Oh, I
but
hate
they,
those. I hate
they
those
do.
So much.
Why do they do that?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Are we 1,000 years old? Because I think we are.
It's funny. I do find the baseball hat to be a little more. It means a little more.
That's right.
It's the SEC of hats. It means more. It's real to me, damn it.
Put some reverence on the MLB hat.
I like
there are rules to that hat.
Yes. And to your CJ. Point, to your point. I would. There is just no way I was wearing a Dodger hat at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah,
wasn't happening. I'll go down there. I'll support that team. I paid way too much money for tickets. I was cheering when the Dodgers were scoring runs against the Padres. But at no point was there a Dodger lid that was going on my head. It just wasn't gonna happen. It wouldn't be right.
And somebody says, but he's not gonna do it with football. CJ Stroud. Do you remember when Colin Kaepernick wore a Miami Dolphins hat?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it wasn't that. That was like the offseason, right?
That was a thing.
Yeah. He was photographed like on an apartment balcony wearing a Dolphins hat in the offseason, not in front of the media, and people lost their damn minds.
I mean,
it's weird.
That would be like CJ Stroud wearing there was separate conferences. So let's go.
Well, it'd be CJ Stroud wearing like a
Commander's hat.
Yeah, a Commander's hat or a Jets hat. It's weird.
You can't do that, dude.
No, it's weird. It's weird. And I do like, unless you're a diehard, when you move to a city and you're the franchise guy and you're going to be there for 15 years, unless you're a diehard, embrace the city. Like I was like when I grew up, obviously a big Red Wings fan in Detroit, and I always loved that all the Red Wing players would wear, because the Tigers have a red hat. You know, it's a fashion hat, but it has that gothic D on it. And all the Red Wing players used to wear that. And they were like, yeah, we're supporting our, you know, the Tigers, even though it was like Red Wings colors. And it kind of became a thing, so much so where Detroit, the Red Wings had to adopt their own D. They created their own D because all the players wore the Tiger hats. And vice versa. A lot of the Tigers will wear Red Wing stuff. I like when teams in the same city kind of support you. I think that's a cool thing. And for CJ Stroud, lean into the Astros.
Well, much like, I mean, he doesn't need to wear an Astros hat, but much like I was thinking about Dan Lanning today.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning, whether he wants to or not, he has the awareness that he needs to show support for the other athletic teams. And
yes,
he does. He shows up to basketball games. Yep. He talks about the women's basketball team, the volleyball, yep, whatever.
Yeah. He had a duty.
Same thing when you're the quarterback of an NFL franchise, dude.
I like it.
You need to know, read the room. Yeah. You need to know at the very least, what hat you shouldn't be wearing in your city.
This is one of the old man takes that you've had, but I love it. I love that this is about as old and curmudgeon-y as we get, and I'm all for it.
All right, let's talk about Disney-obsessed adults like Sukanik next in the club on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.